Day is Veterans Day. In November of 1919, President Woodrow Wilson commemorated November the 11th to be a national day of prayer to commemorate the roughly 2 million Americans who donned the uniform and went to provide freedom throughout Europe and throughout the world. So I just feel it's important that as a country, we continue to recall that history. But importantly, the wonderful and the terrific sacrifice that so many millions made in order to provide freedom, not only for us, but when possible throughout the world. So just a quick reflection of this war and why it is that we celebrate it as a country. On November the 11th, at the 11th hour, in 1918, the end of the First World War was upon us. It was a wonderful, wonderful celebration and news, far beyond our wildest imagination. Not many people remember what brought about that armistice. It really was centered around one final battle. Of course, the Europeans had been fighting World War I for close to 4 years. The Americans came in at the very end of the war. We only were there for a year and a half. But it was this final battle on the battlegrounds of the Meuse-Argonne region, which is about 3 hours northeast of France, that the most bloodiest single battle in American history took place. In this mere 47 days that this battle was fought, and not just with American soldiers, there were British soldiers, there were French soldiers, there were even Russian soldiers and others representations throughout Europe also. But the Americans had 2 million in that one final battle. And when it was over, 46,000 Americans were killed, 95,000 wounded, and more than half of those who were wounded, because of their injuries, never totally returned to a full active life. This holiday was initially commended to give thanks for the service of the American men and women who served in that battle. Not necessarily who died. That's what Memorial Day is for. This is a day of service. Just a quick note that there's been over 100 million American men and women who were put on the uniform of the United States since World War I. That's a tremendous commitment and spirit of dedication and love for this country, and the willingness, as when they take their oath, they make a promise to God. And that's why we pray this day, to defend our constitutional democratic republic and to promote freedom here in this country and anywhere in the world that we are called to help. That's what Veteran Day is about. Thank God for the willingness of this country and gratitude for all the blessings that we have and blessings that we have received so that we go out and provide this same opportunity to ever who calls to us, comes to us for help. I'm talking about this today because I have a sense that the further we get away from these wonderful, I say wonderful in the sense of these commemorative feasts, the less and less we remember them. You seldom look in our history books today, and I taught history for almost 27 years, okay? And I read history books today, and there's virtually no mention at all about American history and our involvement in all these different conflicts throughout the world. Hardly anything today is written, if anything at all is written, about World War I. There's some comments about World War II, but they just gloss right over it. It's almost an attempt to not even cover this. almost as if it was an embarrassment. And yet it's been a national, spirit that has brought about these wars and our commitment to preserve and to protect the very things that God has given to us. This final battle at Mousse-Mémos, I don't have the French pronounce it right, M-E-S-U-S, in the Argonne Valley, was the most bloodiest of all battles. It was this battle, the bloodiness of this battle, what really was the impetus to get this armistice signed as quickly as we could. Today, in that very valley, in the Argonne Valley, there's one of 20 permanent military cemeteries that are found throughout Europe. Seven of the major military cemeteries, one is in Great Britain, one is in Belgium, and five are in France. Reading just the recent statistics, they said that over the years, fewer and fewer Americans visit these cemeteries. In fact, in the last 15 to 20 years, you virtually never see an American visiting these cemeteries. The host country still recognizes the commitment we made, and there are many people from France and throughout Europe who visit these cemeteries and pray for our dead soldiers and for the commitment that we made. But we're forgetting that. We're forgetting that. Over 116,000 servicemen and women died in World War I alone. And they are peacefully laid in these beautiful cemeteries dotted throughout France and Europe. And the very fact that whether or not we remember them or not does not take away from the commitment that they made, huh? They lie there peacefully in these beautiful plush valleys dotted with marble crosses and stars of David. In the cemetery in Argonne, up there in the cemetery, there's 26,268 Americans buried. There's a beautiful chapel that's been dedicated, given to us by the French government in commemoration of the sacrifices that American made. And I don't want to give the impression just Americans. I mean, many of the European countries contributed and fought well and bravely, you know, in this war, okay? But we're there. And they were saying that there's been no Americans that have visited this one and the most bloodiest of all battles in Europe, because they say it's too far out of Paris. They got to travel 3 hours out of Paris. It's way in the countryside in the rolling hills, and it's just nothing up there but a cemetery. Nothing but a cemetery. Nothing but 26,000 Americans who gave their lives. Another 2 million who actually fought in World War I. 116 who were killed. So this is the very reason why President Wilson commemorated this day. It used to be called Armistice Day. Even when I was growing up, it was Armistice Day or Commemoration Day. I believe it's still Commemoration Day in Europe. But we changed it to Veterans Day because, you know, after World War I, Wilson said when he commemorated this day, this was the war to end all wars.
Yeah.
You heard that, huh? We believe that humanity would never again engage in such destruction, such horror. We have learned our lesson. Unfortunately, that lesson was evaded. Very few years later, we had World War II, and then we went on to the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and all these other wars throughout all of Eastern Asia. And so it's still greed, hunger, power still is at the center of most people's hearts. And so we hunger for more war and more power. So again, the importance to remember and to pray for all of, you know, our military men and women, and for all veterans throughout the world who put their lives on the line for their country. It's a sign of who we are as a people and as a culture. So let's pray for them, let us remember them, and let us thank God for the commitment that they too made. Amen.
Amen. Amen.